New technology selection criteria and selection. Organizations adopt emerging technologies as appropriate for competitive advantage, as fits their risk tolerance levels and limited resources for technology investments. The process involves determining selection criteria and then selecting the technology that provides the best overall fit and value. New technology selection criteria. Technology selection criteria include competitive advantage, risk levels, feasibility, and validation against requirements. Competitive advantage. Technology can convey competitive advantage when it is scarce, first-of-its-kind technology and proprietary technology protected by patent are scarce. Competitors do not possess this technology. Difficult to move. The advantages created by the technology can be captured by competitors only by acquiring the organization and its technology. Difficult to copy. The barriers to competitors for developing the technology are high, for example, skilled resources / capital investment, or the organization has a significant head start on development. The technology security, both physical and digital, makes it difficult to reverse engineer, emulate, or steal. Difficult to substitute. This occurs usually because the cost of switching from present to comparable technology is high due to barriers to adoption, including capital investment or the need for underlying technologies, processes, or personnel. Risk. New technology is vulnerable to risk. Risks must be identified and analyzed for impact and probability of occurrence. In general, the risk level accepted needs to be commensurate with the potential for reward, and it needs to fall within the organization's risk appetite, level of risk it is willing to accept. Risks include the following. The technology project could be poorly managed and cost far more than planned for, consume too much time, or fail entirely after significant funds are sunk into it. The technology could fail to provide the envisioned level of benefits due to misrepresentation on the part of the seller, misunderstanding of actual requirements on the part of the buyer or seller, or poor project implementation, for example, underlying system, process, or HR limitations that were not considered. A change in market needs could wipe out the benefits of the technology, for example, a growing desire for customized rather than identical products. The introduction of an even newer technology could negate the competitive advantages, for example, of speed or flexibility that the investment promised. A change in the external environment could make implementation impossible or costly. For example, a change in regulations could require changes to technology that reduce its benefits. Price increases for components, maintenance, or software configuration could affect the benefit-cost analysis. Unintended consequences could be created by the technology. For example, the technology could cause harm or long-term damage to workers or the environment, such as use of a hazardous material. Processes should also be examined to understand the effects of technology and job designs on worker health and motivation. Jobs can be redesigned to provide more variety and opportunities to acquire new skills. Processes can be redesigned to decrease repetitive stress injuries and to invite workers to participate in improving processes. Feasibility. Feasibility tests involve identifying hurdles to implementing the technology. Both financial and organizational requirements are analyzed. Performing a benefit-cost analysis is a key aspect of financial feasibility. This involves identifying and comparing all relevant costs and benefits for each alternative being considered. The basic analysis is to simply divide the total benefits by the total costs. Values over 1.0 will have greater benefits than their costs. Costs that do not differ between alternatives and prior investments, sunk costs, should be ignored. Costs include initial investment, ongoing costs, and opportunity costs. Benefits of the technology options need to be quantified in monetary terms for this analysis. This can be challenging since many benefits will need to be estimated and may not be measurable, especially before the decision needs to be made. Here are some examples of cost and cost savings considerations. The life cycle of a given technology, rate of obsolescence can impact financial reasonableness. Manual labor cost savings could be offset by investments in technology staff. Overhead cost savings could be offset by a higher investment in the facility and its equipment, which increases overhead related to capital expenditure financing. When variable costs are lower but fixed costs are higher, relative to a lower technology option, it creates a risk/reward situation. The risk is that there is a higher break-even point, but the reward is that after the break-even point is reached, the profit margin per unit is higher. The cost of doing nothing can be substantial loss of market share or organizational viability, so this needs to be considered in the analysis. Advanced financial analyses can take into account depreciation, net cash flows, the time value of money, payback period, expected useful life of the technology, and so on. For example, performing a benefit-cost analysis of a piece of equipment factors in the initial price, the cost of capital used to finance the purchase, maintenance and repair costs or service contracts, depreciation and disposal, offset by the monetary value of increased productivity or security, flexibility, cycle time or lead time reduction, reduced material use, tax credits, and resale value at the end of the equipment's life. From an organizational perspective, operations determines what will be required to implement the technology and manage the change. Some of the organizational issues will have implications in terms of costs, productivity, and employee engagement. The learning curve required by the new technology affects productivity and calculations of the payback period or the break-even point. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the learning curve as follows. A curve reflecting the rate of improvement in time per piece as more units of an item are made. A planning technique, the learning curve is particularly useful in project-oriented industries in which new products are frequently phased in. The basis for the learning curve calculation is that workers will be able to produce the product more quickly after they get used to making it. The way the new technology is presented to the organization can accelerate its eventual acceptance by the organization and can save costs related to poor change management. These can include decreased productivity and loss of employees frustrated by the new technology. Discussions about the feasibility of new technology should involve employees whose work will be affected by the technology. Including these employees in early requirements discussions and in later considerations of potential alternatives will leverage their daily and up-close experience with the work. They may see issues and opportunities that are not apparent to managers. In addition, having input into decisions will encourage employees to own the technology decision. It will improve employee engagement and increase employees' acceptance of the new technology. Validation against requirements. Once technology investments are determined to be feasible, it is important to circle back to validate the solution against the requirements. For example, will the technology support the attainment of the organization's priorities related to the generic strategic performance objectives? Quality. Does it create quality attributes that customers may value? For example, certain machining technology may create smoother surfaces or make materials less susceptible to failure later. Does the technology decrease the rate of specification nonconformance? Speed. Does the technology shorten the processing time so that orders can reach customers more quickly? Dependability. Does the technology improve operations' ability to deliver products/services as promised? Does it decrease operations' susceptibility to internal disruptions and improve its resilience after disruptions? Flexibility. Does the technology support meeting different types of market needs in an efficient manner, allowing customization and configuration? Can it be easily adapted to operations' current capacity needs? Cost. Does the technology allow greater throughput, which will increase profit? Does it decrease labor or materials costs? Selection of technology. Similar to the process described elsewhere for finding a new vendor, once the organization knows what it wants, it can send out a request for proposal, RFP, or an invitation to tender, ITT. A less involved process can be used for less expensive investments. An alternative is for the organization to develop the technology if this is feasible. Selection between alternatives will start with a wide list of options. The organization will then work to narrow it down to a short list of candidates that fit requirements, feasibility, and other criteria. All bidders should be given access to the same information. If one bidder asks a question, the answer should be provided to all bidders. The final bidders can be given a chance to provide a presentation or demonstrate the technology. The organization can then negotiate for the best price, features, and so on. The winning bidder will get the contract. Note that it is better to have a vendor prove that a technology can satisfy a given requirement than to take their word for it. For example, rather than looking at a generic demonstration of shop floor scheduling software, provide the vendor with a sample of actual shop floor schedule data and have them prove that the software can incorporate the data and properly prioritize work.